who will be jumping on the line to answer any questions that you may have, especially with the pricing. So he's jumping in right now.
Okay.
Hi there, Malachi. Thanks for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Now, my job, of course, is to get you the details, to answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your young business. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Fantastic. Could I ask one question very quickly?
Sure, of course.
How much longer do you think this call is going to take?
Well, it's really up to you. I mean, did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, just price and time at the moment. Yeah. I have somewhere very important to be.
Oh, okay. Well, because you are still a young company, you do qualify for reduced pricing. We offer our new business rate. It's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. You'd be looking at exactly $199.00. That's the fixed flat rate. It would bill month-to-month for that exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, there's no third party involved. We would simply be creating the content that Google would index when someone does a keyword search. So anytime someone's looking for power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaner, any specific surface they want to have washed, your business would pop up. You'd have a website, of course, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all equally important, all talking about your services and your service area. Now, I know you're a little bit pressed for time, but at least on the surface, is that something that you might be interested in for your business?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll even know which clients found you from that local map. And that's where we're listing you, that local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, I'm sure you are familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up. Of course, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's where people go when they don't know who to call. And for a young company like you, like your business, that's very powerful. I mean, it's not the businesses that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job that are on that first page. It's just the ones that have the most relevant content. So in creating that content for your business, you could be on that first page right alongside those bigger companies and get those phone calls. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
It's just me at the moment. Are you able to give me a estimate of about how many jobs that I'd be able to give me?
Yeah, you're kind of servicing in and around Tulsa, just trying to keep it pretty local, 25, 30-minute drive. If I pull up in the last 30 days, and this is not an exhaustive search, it's actually for a 20-mile radius, so it doesn't cover your entire service area, and it looks like it's just the 7 most popular search phrases for pressure washing, power washing, residential only. So obviously you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase, and we can easily do the 25 or 30 miles, so this is pretty conservative. But in the last 30 days, there was 1,849 searches. I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. You might want to change your phone if that was the case. But the reason I tell you this is Google's been tracking it for a long, long time, and it always plays out regardless of the area, regardless of the industry. The businesses on the first page do see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1,800 searches, 1% is 18, 2% is 36. If we scale that up a little bit to get out 25, 30-minute drive, if we include all the different things that people can type in. You know, if you're getting 20 or 40 phone calls from someone who saw your website before they called you, even a modest conversion rate would easily offset the cost of the service. And it's nothing at all like the Angie's or the Home Advisor that Mickey attached here. Obviously, that's a lead-based service, so you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not with that. You know, with us, you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's that same fixed flat rate.
Right.
So obviously it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, nor is it for a company starving for work, but a steady stream of phone calls from people needing your services and seeing your website first. Now, you actually qualify for a website. We would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you. You are, you know, less than 1 year old as a company. Our job is not just to list you on the first page, it's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to call you. So before and after photos, obviously very important for your services. And of course, like I said, we would build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you. Included in that cost is exactly $199, no taxes, fees, or surcharges. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. And it is a month-to-month service, so no long-term contract. Our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Right. My biggest issue with that would be that I don't exactly have a LLC attached to my name yet, and that's something that I'm currently working on. And so a website doesn't sound like the most flexible for my situation just yet, unless it'd be very easy to change like a URL or name.
I mean, if you want it to, if you want to change the domain, we could do that. But, you know, the domain is not as important as the content. And we can update information at any time. If it's to add an LLC, if it's to add additional services, update photos. I mean, like I said, not just the initial construction of the website, but the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included at no additional cost. And whether the LLC is part of the actual domain or not, you know, the important thing is that your business is on that first page. But we can update that information on that website at any time.
All right.
And, you know, like I said, you'll get that detailed reporting and tracking. You'll know, you know, which clients found you from the local map or individual directories or from your website. Most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. There is a click-to-call feature. Residential clients, though, can fill out the contact form on your website, let you know where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. And when you get that submitted on that website, you get an immediate text message, also an email, so you know right away when someone is trying to contact you, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either, and then anything they type into that form does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, of course, I did see that Mickey attached the Angie's or the Home Advisor profile page here, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes, sir.
Do you like that service? I mean, is it getting you work, not just leads?
Yes, sir. It's been beneficial.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's a well-made lead service. You know, you get a lot of leads. Of course, it's a shared lead system, so the leads that you get do get sent out to your competitors. So it's a bit of a bidding war. But as long as you get, you know, some work out of it, it's still worth doing. And there is no direct conflict. You know, you don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page. Although, a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, Networks, any of the others, most of my clients find they can scale back on their leads in one way or another, keep them paused more often or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually shut their leads off altogether when your phone is ringing. And I think every business owner just wants their phone to ring and have it be a potential customer on the other end. So, of course, Google it. It's what we say. It's what we do. Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. You know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages. We just jump on our smartphone or hop on a computer. 9 times out of 10, it's somebody on that first page that we call and hire. It's the old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not at all saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which is that first page of Google, it is pretty hard to win. Most people don't go past that first page when they're looking for a service. But once you're on that first page, like I said, you can get the job and, you know, beat out bigger and more established businesses. You know, since it is that month-to-month service, you know, and of course with the website included, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
I don't know. I like Home Advisor, but the lead service, definitely, I can feel it in my pocket.
Yeah, yeah, especially because, for a small and young company.
Right, and when you keep a track of your finances, you know, you see, it's easy to see a lot of red numbers sometimes.
Yeah.
But,
and it's hard to budget for. I mean, unless you've got a hard cap on your leads, it varies week to week, how many leads you get, how much each lead cost.
Right. And, you know, the other, I got on Home Advisor just to assist with the work that I already had coming in, whether from word of mouth, friends of friends, you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, I don't know. It's hard to judge if something like that would be worth the investment, especially with just the website being $200, which is something that,
So, I mean, obviously it's not the website, it's the content that attaches to the website that makes a big difference.
Right.
I mean, no matter how developed a website can be, custom websites can run in the thousands sometimes, but you know, unless it has the off-page optimization, unless it has the directories that Google looks for, it just ends up being kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So, first and foremost, our job is to put you on that first page and get your phone ringing. So, I mean, it is Friday. We're actually trying to wrap up our day pretty early here. I would rather get this off my calendar and not have to reopen the category on Monday. The only thing that I've got that's lower than a new business rate is in our system officially as a friends and family rate. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to tell my supervisor that you are my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. But I can be honest. I can tell him that you are a young company. You are currently using Home Advisor. I don't have to tell him that you are doing well with it or that you like it. I mean, he knows how expensive that service can be, so I don't have to hammer that point home either. But and I know that he's been making this exception for some of the other pricing directors, especially in these last couple of years of the pandemic. If I can get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, it's everything that we've been talking about. Voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course, Siri on a smartphone. It would drop the rate all the way down, though, to $149. And if he does approve that $149, that would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. So it would never go up to even the $199, which was a discounted rate. There is no setup fee with that, so it would just be the $149 out the door. If I can get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, being that it is a month-to-month service, you'll get the reporting, the tracking, you can, you know, see how effective it is, and as long as it's getting you the jobs, I mean, nobody cancels on profit. To be honest with you, that's below our operating costs. It's going to cost us more in the time, resources, and the direct cost to create that website and create all of the 70 different directories and keep them updated. So we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, but our success comes from your success. As long as you're making money, you'd be happy to stay with that service. If I can get the $149 approved, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you and prove it to you 1 month at a time?
So $149, and that would be for first page, and then that's it. That's just being on the first page. Or does that include the website, just to be clear?
Well, no, the website would be part of it still. Yeah, of course. I mean, it doesn't make any sense for us to just list you on that first page. We want to give people who see you there the reasons to call you. So that website is going to be a big part of getting your phone ringing and getting you the jobs that you're looking for. So, like I said, the website's included, the hosting, maintenance, updating of the website. We can always update information, update content, update photos. There would never be any additional costs for us to do that. And that $149 is a fixed flat rate, so it will never go up, and it is an exact amount. It's a lot easier to budget for than paying for leads. And like I said, you don't have to stop using Home Advisor, but once we get your phone ringing, you can scale back on those leads. Let me just send him a real quick request and see what he says, you know, and especially being that it's Friday, he might understand. While I'm waiting for him to respond, is it Malachi's power washing, right? That's how you want the business to be branded online, Malachi's power washing. At least for now, there's no LLC on that. Okay. And if that changes, just let us know. And is the phone number that we are speaking on, the 918-906-5999, is that the number that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yes, sir.
Perfect, yeah. And like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you do get the text messages. You also get emails. Now, if it is a business email, we'll list it physically on the website as well. If it's more of a personal email, no one needs to see it. It could be hidden, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, when necessary, especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will use it to contact you regarding your account. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Okay, so in the near future, if I were to set up a business email, which I need to,
yeah.
Would that be an easy change also?
Very easy change, yeah. And if it's a business email, not only will we change where the emails go when people fill out that contact form, we'll list it physically on the website, and we can change that at any time. But for now, if it's that personal email, like I said, it won't show up physically on the website, but when people fill out that form, you'll still get those emails, those email requests.
Yeah, the email I've been using can be listed on the website. It's no problem.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely need to just have one that's set aside strictly for business.
Are
you ready for the email? Or?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
NASHOBA 541 at gmail.com.
You said N like Nick, right? ASHOBA and 541 at gmail.com. And then what is your last name?
Aquino, A-Q-U-I-N-O.
A-Q-U-I-N-O?
A-Q-U-I-N-O, yes, sir.
Gotcha, okay. And then, of course, Malachi is your first name, just like the business name?
Right.
Gotcha,
right.
Perfect. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, too, because I did see a physical address right on the Angie's or Home Advisor profile, the 9051 East 26th Court. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Right.
Is that your home address?
Is
that a residence?
I was asked for my zip code for, like, just my home area, and
right.
I am not sure where that address came from. It's not my
really?
Address.
That's not even your address at all?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's weird. I see a lot of home addresses on there, but I've never seen just some random address listed there. The reason that I ask, though, is Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or an outside office, since you don't see customers come to you, Google would not want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. You would just be listed city and state. And that's Tulsa, right? Is the zip code accurate,
yes,
the 74129?
Yes, sir. That's my zip code.
Okay, so that is your zip code, but that East 26th Court's got nothing at all to do with you. Okay, let me ask you this, though, because it shows you Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday, but Saturday hours 12 to 5. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay, perfect. So one of the things that I'll do, I mean, hopefully my supervisor will approve that friends and family rate, but we'll be scheduling a follow-up call you know, to get all the information we need, not just the hours of operation you want to be listed for, but things like the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Malachi, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then are you taking cash, check, credit card, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, any of that?
Cash App, cash, check.
Okay.
I don't have a credit card system, but I've been thinking about it, or credit or
gotcha.
Credit card system.
Okay. And if that changes too, just let us know. Oh, hang on one second.
Right.
I just heard the chime, so I know my supervisor has responded. Let me pull that up real quick. Okay. So it says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one using Home Advisor, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your requests for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included. says, I'm looking forward to helping this young business to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate. That's kind of funny, and it's also true. I try not to go below a new business rate that is already below our operating cost, but, and I know that you're going to love it, and I'm sure my supervisor does too, and he knows you'll stay with the program because, you know, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. So, Malachi, it would be for $149 with my supervisor's approval. There is no setup fee. Of course, the website's included. Okay. Now, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, I'm actually required to read what is called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is the month-to-month service, that with my supervisor's approval, it's just $149. Of course, the website's included. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and if it all makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair enough?
Okay.
Okay, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Malachi's Pressure Washing.
Pressure washing or power washing? I see it as power washing on the Home Advisor Angie's.
Power washing.
Power washing. Okay, so I've got Malachi's Power Washing for now. If we ever add the LLC, just let us know. But I've got that as Malachi's with the apostrophe S, Power Washing. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Malachi Aquino, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Aquino, as the owner of Malachi's Power Washing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Malachi, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Sir.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Aquino, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, Malachi, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are, like I said, already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. There is no conflict there. The reason that we ask is because of all the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Aquino, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be creating that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that any information for your business is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and with the additional reduction that my supervisor was able to apply with the website included, with the setup fee waived. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving entirely, will be charged today, the 20th of May, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. And again, Malachi, that $149 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there is no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does, of course, include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Mr. Aquino, we will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Malachi, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month in that same exact discounted rate of just $149. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, this is offered completely at will, which means at any time, if you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on an extended vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. And of course, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. Malachi, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Aquino, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Malachi, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that does conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Aquino, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
A Visa.
A Visa. And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It is my name.
Malachi Aquino, is there a middle initial as well?
Initial, but my middle name.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yes, sir. Give me just a minute. Sorry, I'm currently driving.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, that's okay. That was pretty clear. I couldn't even hear any background noise or wind.
Yeah, I just, got a meeting to go to this afternoon. And,
I appreciate your time. Like I said, the bulk of this call will be scheduled with one of our technicians, and we can certainly find time when you've got 25, 30 minutes or something like that.
All right. Are you ready for the card number?
Yes, sir. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll read it back at the end for accuracy.
Yes, sir. 4275.
Okay.
1400.
Yes, sir.
3694.
Okay.
9984.
Okay, so I've got 4275, 1400, 3694, 9984.
Yes, sir.
And then the expiration month and year?
0523.
05 of 2023, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
470.
Okay, so I've got 470, 470 on the back, and then May or 05 of 2023, the expiration date. And then what is the billing address of that card?
2925 South 111th East Avenue.
Okay, and is that, that's in Tulsa, 474129?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our contact information, hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, give me just a second.
No problem. Take your time. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready to go.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, Malachi, receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails get sent out every couple of minutes in bulk, you may even, depending on who your phone carrier is, receive the text message before you receive the email. When you receive one or the other of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. We are completely booked solid for that last one at 5 o'clock. So we'd be looking to Monday. We can do as early as 9 or as late as 5. Looks like pretty much at least one spot available for every hour in between. Did you want something in the morning, late in the afternoon, somewhere in the middle there?
What's midday looking like?
So midday, if you want something real close to the middle, there is 12, there is 1, we're booked out at 2, and then it looks like we're booked out at 3. Oh wow, that thing just filled up real quick. I just refreshed it, and quite a couple of them popped up real quick there. So we actually are booked out from 2, 3, and then 4, and then there's a 5 o'clock again. So there's noon and 1 o'clock, and then nothing until 5.
Noon is perfect.
Noon? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 12 until 1. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes, so it gets you a few minutes after noon,
right,
after 12. Get you off the phone pretty close to 12:30. You'll receive a reminder email at 11, an hour prior to that scheduled call, and I'm sending you right now a link to, it's a calendar invite right to your email. Really more for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many do. And it just says Local/CIENG, which stands for client interview, to be conducted in English. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email? My system shows the email is still in the queue. Oh, nope, just got sent.
I received the text message.
Okay, that's probably easier to access by phone, and it does go right where we want it to go. If you would open the email, it has the invoice below it, but above it there's a link that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that link, it goes to the Local/Terms of Experience, talking about our services with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Sorry, one more time.
So the says Local/Terms of Experience at the very top, talking about the services that we are providing
right
for your business. Okay. So if you scroll all the way down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above that line, there's a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of that card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, just type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is case sensitive, so the M and the A capitalized, of course, with appropriate spacing. Now, that does a few things, actually. Of course, it lets us know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we did drop the rate to $149, that the website's included, etc. It also does let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any business information online is already accurate and to fix it if it is not, and to send out the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. Now, I know we're not promoting any address for your business online, but that 2925 South 111th E. You receive your mail there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So we'll send the PIN card there. Of course, that address will never appear online. You'll just be listed Tulsa and not even the zip code, certainly not that physical street address. Now, you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. When you see that screen pop up, just let me know.
Yes, sir, I see it.
Okay. So first of all, you don't have to worry about doing anything with that right now. It's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking and your reporting system. It's coming from the same dashboard portal, my.localsplash.com, that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do that now. I think if you were actually able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that the page itself has not been created. In fact, the password has not been created either. The username, though, and I'm sending it to you right now in that calendar invite, is simply your phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. It does, though, have the area code. So 918-906-5999. That is your username for your account. When the client dashboard is created, you'll get that username emailed and texted out to you along with a password. It's a default password. You can change it once you log into your account. But other than that, we've got everything all set up and squared away on my end. That follow-up call is scheduled at noon on Monday. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. And to be honest, you know, I know you're having relative success with the Angie's or Home Advisor, but if we can get you to be able to scale back on paying so much for those leads and just get those calls coming directly to you, I think that would be good for you, and it makes me feel pretty good, too. I don't hear many success stories. I do typically hear hit or miss. Some of them go the other way and say, it just cost so much, I wasn't getting any work, I had to cancel it outright. So I'm glad at least that you're seeing some work coming from it. But like I said, if we can get you more work without you having to pay for and chase down those leads, I think that's good for everyone. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call around noon on Monday. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Malachi. Mr. Aquino, take care. Thanks again for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.